Oh god, I thought you broke the chair.
Oh,
funny story. My wheels gave out on me because of my freaking weight.
On your wheel, on your wheelchair, on your like computer chair.
Yeah, like it went from 1 to 2.
I love how that's still on repeat.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Anyway, so what's up, guys? What is this? What episode is this? Actually, like
11. Because the thing I released, well, on iTunes and all that was 9, and then we did the one, the first improvise at 10. I think this is 11. Right?
You want to look it up real quick? Well, whatever number this is, we got a special guest over here. he's already out of it. Please welcome Dad Elmo! Yay!
Our favorite mascot.
Yeah, a little bit too much to drink. So yeah, welcome to whatever number this is.
Yeah, 11.
Oh, it is 11?
I'm pretty sure it's 11. I didn't feel like looking at it.
Okay,
buddy. Well, it's because like...
Don't you have your phone? Where's your phone?
Pocket.
Just look up right there. I'll do it.
Well, it's because, like, it's on... I'm pretty sure it's at 9, because...
Oh, plus the... Which one? How many?
The one we did. Not the one that we're introducing all the equipment. That's not...
Yeah, no, that's not
so
that.
It's... I'm 100% sure this is 11.
That was 9. And we did do one before this, like, official one.
Yeah.
So that's 10. Oh, yeah, it is 11.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 11.
Well, the improvised part. As you can see, the name speaks for itself.
The improvised. Improvised or improvised? Improvise. Improvised pocket. I gotta get used to that. I'm still not used to that. So, boys and girls, if you are watching or listening, thank you. And Sean brought these lovely drinks over here.
Yeah, I these are my personal favorite. Like, these are my favorite.
So let's try. Do you have your bottle cap opener?
Well, these are twists. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well, for the people who are just listening to the podcast, he brought over Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's gonna be my first girly drink. No, would it be considered a girly drink?
It's just a drink.
It's just a 5% alcoholic drink. But either way, I've had a drink before. Not on purpose. And then the one that you gave me before was probably my first, like, real hardcore one. The Captain Morgan's plus the rum plus the...
Oh, that's a whole... That's a thing vodka. I like, you see, for me, I sip.
Holy shit, this smells amazing.
Right? You barely taste it?
I taste it a lot because I'm not used to it. So,
wow, you make it sound like I'm an alcoholic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is all planned. 11 episodes in, this is his intervention. But no, it's pretty good. Like, after the first sip was like very like alcoholic.
Imagine it was like a 3D sound. You just like you could feel so. You're like, yeah, you know that.
It's just somebody licking your ear.
You know the, it's like getting a haircut. Like, you get that, for me, I get that weird, like the little,
you
like,
want to, like, you want to, like, move a lot because it's ticklish.
Yeah, I'm like, it's so weird, because, like, I had, like, my Razer Adario DJ headphones, which had great sound, and it was just creepy. Like, with Apple, like, wired earbuds. It was right. Like, okay. But with those, it was just like, what?
I keep looking at your iPad. It's just like still going. So for the people who don't know, because if you guys haven't seen this, I guess, would you consider this popular?
So this is a gender reveal.
If you guys know just that sound effect, you guys will know what it's about. Basically, it's just a female, like, half naked...
Oh, I locked it.
Half naked, farting out a puff of cloud, which is blue.
Funny thing is, I don't follow stuff like this. I don't follow this person. Someone in, I won't say who, like, but they liked it. So, which means it says, like, oh, let's say Mike liked this. Like, Mike liked this video, and it shows you what video he liked. And I saw them, like, what the fuck? Why is this on my feed? And then at first, I didn't know it was a gender.
I had no clue. I was like, why is this on my feed?
And then, like, I watched it. I was like, I watched it, like, 5 times because I was just confused. on why. And then I just realized, I looked in the comments what they thought, and they're like, I'm like, wait, it's a gender reveal. And I go back to it, I'm like, what the fuck? This is a gender reveal.
That's so weird. I was like, so confused. I'm like, why is this on my feed? First of all. Second of all, I'm really glad my girlfriend didn't see that, because she'd be like, why the fuck is this, you watching this?
Well, she knows now.
Well, I mean, if she does, it's fine. I mean, like, honestly, I had no clue what the heck. I was just scrolling, and I was like,
yeah,
I
me too.
And I was like, oh, like, what is this?
I was just like, okay.
Why is this on my feed? And it's like, I hate when Twitter does this. It's like, oh, these two people follow a certain account, and then by accidentally they liked it, and then apparently you might like this. It's like, no.
Yeah, they always show all that crap.
So, I mean, if you guys seen it, we just explained exactly what it was. Yeah. I don't know, I'm like repeating it again, but yeah.
Just like, not out of your mind.
It's very weird. It's just, why? Why and not? Also, this is not bad. This Mike's Hard Lemonade mango flavored. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really great. It's like, for me, I'm not like a huge drinker, like with like things that had 35% or more. Jesus, those bars.
That felt good.
Yeah, it's all that cocaine. Like, I do. I think for a winter episode, you should try like fall winter ones. I have eggnog, and
I want to try eggnog by itself because I've never had eggnog before.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. Just normal eggnog, obviously. But most of the time, I don't drink like things that are like above 35%. But if I do, it's like sips. I'm not like those people who just like down it like crazy. This you can easily down it if you wanted to.
Yeah, I don't want to because I can still taste it all. I do also, like the smell though. It's like super mango-y.
You didn't like the smell of the first one I showed
you. Oh no,
gin, rum. Whiskey.
It smelled good. No, it did have it would like actually clear my sinus. Like it would.
Wait, who was it? I think was it Shannon who was. It was like.
Yeah, you like let her smell, and she was like.
She was like, ah, I love that. I'm like, whoa, what the hell.
Yeah.
I mean, also, we got, because there's such a huge hype in, I saw in the news.
It was like White, in California. That
they as had well as New England.
Was
as well.
It here too? Oh.
White Claw Hard Seltzer.
It was like an outage of them.
And yeah.
Like, nobody was able to find
I didn't
them.
Know what flavor. This is what they had at the
natural liquor store.
I didn't.
Maybe it was a certain flavor that was like out of stock or something.
I don't know, but I don't get the hype of it. I've never seen or tried one.
It looks cool. I like the can. White Claw.
Oh, you know what's funny? So I opened it in my room. So my room has no heat at all.
Yeah.
So like I have like either a small heater or I just have I have like that huge king fox fur blanket that I got 2 Christmases ago.
Yeah. That's the alcohol talking. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like what, $130 for that thing?
For what?
Because you know how you know when they go into bang, you see that like that leather strap one that looks like a for a duffel bag at one point.
Oh, yeah.
But they're white, but I got the, I don't know what, wolf fur color, I don't know. And so I go into my room today to get this. It feels like this.
Oh, like cold?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, this room gets really cold, too. I don't understand. It's on the top floor. You know, you would think heat rises, but fucking cold rises instead.
The basement's worse.
Oh,
my
God. Oh yeah.
Oh, sure. It is actually really cold now in New England.
Here in New England. It's last night was like 20 degrees or 19, whatever. Or for people in Celsius, like 2.
Right now, it's -2 Celsius.
-2. Yeah.
Like, so once it gets to, like, the one digits for Celsius for me, I'm like, that's winter coat.
Oh, yeah.
And if it gets, like, -10, I'm like, that's, like...
It's like, do I consider going outside? Nah.
It's, like, sweatshirt, coat, gloves, another pair of gloves. Oh, yeah. This type of weather, well, also, I'm going here because, like, I live, like, a block away from him.
Yeah.
I wear the slip-ons because they're easy, but, like, if I'm going to work, boots. I don't care about fashion. Those things are warm, waterproof.
Especially with, like, the snow that's coming soon. Like, honestly, I think it's going to start snowing the next weekend.
It snowed a couple times, but not, like, significant.
Yeah, it was just very, like, light. It was cool. But very weird. Because it was still, what? The end of September.
Yeah, but it was the warmest October in history, supposedly.
Jeez.
Supposedly. But then it went from, like, like, you wear kind of, maybe wear shorts, to, like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, it flicked like that.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was crazy.
I mean, that's just global warming, man.
I'm just gonna have to cut the intro in. We forgot to say roll the intro.
Oh. 10 minutes in.
Roll the intro.
No, don't. Wait, is it the new intro?
Yeah. We have to film it.
We have to film it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're filming the intro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing we never talked about to him.
Oh, yeah. We never talked. Yeah. You and I didn't even talk about it. Yeah. All right. So talk to me about it. What is it?
Well, pretty much.
Wait, you figured out the song, right? Can you?
Yeah.
You played this. Actually, no. You already played in the intro. It's all good. I was like, do you get it?
I mean, we can still play it.
Yeah, so. Just played it. Yeah. And you said it was non-copyrighted, right?
Yeah, we'll still put in the description.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, whoever made it, you know, thanks for the non-copyrighted song. And I'm sure a lot of people are like used it and all that stuff, but, you know.
That's it, Elmo. I don't know, I think it's like...
Hey. Ooh. Hanging out with my friend, making a podcast. Chilling with Dead Elmo. Has his white claw in his right claw. Ha. Yeah. Drinking that natural lime. It's about time. I know. It's about time we make this podcast. Because, you know, Mike is a little hard to rap.
I thought you were going another direction.
Yeah, I'm a little hard under the table.
I can't escape if that happens.
Yeah.
Legit, like, I can't. I don't know if you can see it. I can't get out.
Yeah, I know.
I'll have to crawl underneath, which is not a very good situation if he's that situation.
Okay. Hey, I see what you got pulled up there.
Only in Boston, which is true. Hasn't been full. It hasn't been like put into the I don't know, the it's not an official bill that's gone through.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, my brain says Massachusetts.
What?
Massachusetts lawmakers are considering a bill to ban the word bitch.
Well, ain't that a bitch?
Bill H. 3719, submitted by State Representative Daniel Hunt, would punish people. This is the stupidest punishment. So, if I call you a bitch and you're like, I'm offended. The punishment, people who use the word by, will either be in prison for more than 6 months or fined.
For not more than 6 months. You gotta, yeah.
Yeah. For not more, but then also not more than $200 or both.
Yeah. That's really ridiculous. Just for a word. For what is our First Amendment?
Yeah, that's what everyone like says, like,
oh, look what I said. My first comment is, well, ain't that a bitch?
Everyone just say bitch, bitch. Someone said fix the MBTA.
Right.
It's all just bit.
But it's just so weird to me. It's
Tom
just...
Brady saying bitch, it looks like.
He says fucking bitch. It looks like that's what it looks like he says. But it's just so sad that, like, people literally have
worse... Get offended by little things.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, there's, like, other problems. Like, half the roads and, like, everywhere literally is just, like, there's messed up potholes. There's, like that other guy said, the MBTA. Yeah,
think about this. They're wasting their time on this when they should be paying attention to, like, fixing our roads and other situations, like, homeless... Or, like, the condition of, like, the streets.
Exactly.
Like, or the MBTA, like people said.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they've been saying the new Orange Line train would be there, but...
apparently, there's, like, already a couple of trains in there.
Someone apparently, like, graffitied it, and it delayed it, apparently.
It's just a giant dick. That's that's why it delayed.
Oh, you know what's annoying?
What?
Funny thing about graffiti. I'm going... So, over here, there's a beach, and... There's, like, the giant rock walls.
Yeah.
Like, all the giant rocks. And come back from doing landscaping, and some... I'm pretty much guessing some kids or assholes just put a bunch of dicks all over the rocks.
Like spray painted?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like...
That's really dumb. Because it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, people go there.
Yeah.
Highways, no one cares.
That's true. There's not really much stuff going on there.
Yeah. Like, it makes no sense.
That's just kind of, like, messed up, because, like...
Yeah, someone says, is this really the most important issue right now? And then people were showing the First and Fourth Amendment.
Yeah. It's...
Cancel Massachusetts.
But it's just so funny that, like, people nowadays just get offended about the littlest things. And there are some things that, like, you know, may seem little, and then, yeah, obviously, when you think about it long enough, it's like, yeah, you know what? I understand why you're offended. But then other times, it's like, stop being a little bitch.
Like, I don't get why that's like the tiniest things to get, like, people get offended from me wearing a red hat
because they think it's the MAGA hat.
Which MAGA. I don't. If you're wearing it, I wouldn't, like, I would jokingly judge you, but not like.
Oh no! But I mean, if I were wearing it, it'd be ironic. I would never wear it in seriousness. Oh, did you see about this shit? About the people, like, the Trump lovers that are like making raps.
They are?
Yeah. Like, search it up on Twitter and search up Now This News. It's the funniest shit ever. You gotta listen to, like, a couple of them. They're actually kind of funny. And it's just so cringe. It's really cringe. Search up Now This. Yeah. There you go. That one. And then it should be, like, the first couple. Just go down.
Oh, my scroller's not working.
There we go. Keep going. No, keep going.
There's ads.
Yeah, no, just keep going.
You know they're money hungry.
Oh, yeah. Nope, keep going. Keep going. It's way before that. Way before that. Before that. Oh, this is all about today. About fucking Trump getting impeached.
Yeah.
Day one. Jesus. Yeah, right there, right there. We live in America where we're free. So back off, leftist, and let me do me. If I want to vote for Donald Trump, it's because I don't like socialism. That shit's for bucks. And it's an intro that MAGA boy. Tell me what you want, because I don't matter, boy. I hope people can hear this. It's just, it's so cringe because they're so serious about it, and then they would select a winner if, like, the challenge, because it's apparently a challenge.
Explain Charlottesville then.
It's just so funny. It's just perfect to, like, just watch to laugh.
I forget at what it was, but I think, like, we never lose or something like that. Like, it's like Trump has lost a lot. Yeah. Like, he's failed. Trump Air failed. Trump Vodka was a fail.
That was a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, Trump.
I'm sure
Trump
it was just Air. Poured from, like, another
thing. I
think
Boston had it one. Like, it was one of the airports that had it, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think his statement, like, not should be like we always win or whatever, or whoever said that. It should be like keep moving forward. That's more like what his mindset is, because he does keep moving forward. He's like, but he just doesn't admit his failures.
Yeah, like, you know, I just want to say this first. You know, we don't want to bring politics into, like, our podcast, but you know, you vote for whoever you want. You know, we don't care. Like, if we know you personally, we'll fuck you up. No, I'm kidding. Okay,
that's what happened to him.
That's why he's red. And it's, don't worry about him.
Chose the wrong color, motherfucker.
My whole room is just red, dude.
Pink and white. You think you got away?
Here. But yeah, no. I mean, you know, political views. You know, that's not our part. You know, we don't care about that. You know, vote for whoever you want.
Oh, people hate me wearing a Coca-Cola hat, but then they were like, "Oh, it's a Coca-Cola hat." It's like, oh my god.
Especially because we live in such a Hispanic, like...
Yeah. Like, also, everyone thinks I speak Spanish because half white, half native makes it look like I have a Hispanic.
I think it's a mustache. I think that's what it is.
It was like that before I had it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't know that.
Remember Adrian said, like, Sean, you're the most Hispanic one in this whole group. Like, it was like we were seeing Infinity War, I think.
Yeah.
With Raheem, Adrian.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
The good old days. Of hanging out with coworkers. We don't really hang out with coworkers anymore.
Anyways, I mean, so yeah, that's... What do you think about that? The little cringe stuff. It's so funny, though. Like, they're making it into a challenge, and then they're saying, whoever does the best rep will be invited to the White House. Congratulations. That's your...
I mean, people get invited there, and they don't even show up.
Yeah, I know. You know what's funny? Imagine, like, they're like, oh, yeah, you're invited. You just gotta pay for your own ticket. Imagine.
Okay, I will say this. I would actually accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see the White House. people are gonna hate me for saying this, but like, having respect in general because he is still the president.
Yeah,
but,
like, you still gotta have like decent.
Respect. Yeah, like I know people are gonna say like, "How dare you fucking respect that?" I'm like, I understand.
I'm not gonna go in there. And,
like, I didn't vote for him. If you want to know,
yeah, I'm not gonna go in there and call him a poopy head. And
just I will say this. Out. I will say this. For me, it was a hard election. It was like either pretty much it was you vote for corrupt and crazy or just corrupt. I vote for the corrupt. That's just me. Because,
yeah,
like, it was like Paul voted for Gary Johnson.
Yeah. He was like, fuck it, I ain't part of the huge population.
I'm like, well, at least you kind of counted.
He voted.
And then he was like,
fuck it up. I love how you guys were making him pissed off because you were like telling him, like, you didn't vote, you got no say in this.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, dude, I'm a mirror. I'm like, were you 18? I'm like, yeah. Why didn't you vote?
I know, that's honestly true. I don't. Like, even if you're 18 and there's nobody to vote for, just vote for, like, even the least popular people. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, at least you voted.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, like, I mean,
voting's not, like, a huge, like, in our city, I don't vote in our city, really. Like, for mayors.
Or oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. That I honestly don't care about. If y'all paid me, sure.
Like, that's just, like, meh. Oh, yeah, like, I don't judge people really as much. Like, if you're an asshole and also you're a Trump supporter, it just, like, creates, like, well, now you definitely just want people to hate you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're
like Trump supporter... You could have been a Hillary voter and be an asshole, and, like, yeah, you're an asshole, and you happen to be a Hillary voter, but, like,
yeah.
In this world...
In general, you're just an asshole.
Yeah, but in this world, for some reason, if you're also a Trump supporter, it makes it even worse, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's also sad, like, because, like, you want to represent a president that you love... And it's like, you're gonna get like,
shit for it.
Yeah. So I mean, sucks. I never seen anyone wear Obama hat or any merch.
Really. Well, I mean, he never had the merch.
I mean, I think he had the shirts.
Yeah, he had like shirts, like regular, like normal merch. But like Trump literally like made it into a business. He made the hats. He made like all these things. Like he's probably has the most merch out of like any president that's been alive. Like honestly,
that's like a new thing. It's like I have the most. Most merch of any president.
Just imagine every president's like...
Washington didn't know what to do with it. He had no merch at all.
Every president makes a YouTube channel. It's just, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. We're putting up merch
welcome
now.
Welcome to my channel. I'm with Big Mike here. He's the greatest. He's never drank before, but now he is today.
That's the respect for that. I don't know how he talks either.
Yeah, that's like, watch, we're gonna have a bunch of Trump people like, oh, you're dick everybody.
Hey, man, it's
I'm like, good. I don't care.
Like we said,
I'm gonna be real with the world. It's probably not gonna go through. Like, people have tried to impeach presidents before.
Oh, the impeachment?
Like,
oh, yeah.
Bill Clinton, he had dumb evidence, like, obvious evidence. Like, yeah, he should. He never got kicked out.
Yeah.
He can get impeached, but he didn't leave the office.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, people say, how much do you care about? I'm like, well, if it's some miracle he gets kicked out of office, that'd be insane. But like,
but then we have Mike Pence after.
Yeah, which we don't really hear about.
Yeah,
but like in general, like it's likely not gonna go through.
Yeah, I honestly don't think so either. Like, yeah. I mean, there's been so many. Well, there's been twice, two big like things in history.
About, well, like, this one's history. Like he admitted to it, which is the funny thing. He admitted it.
Who?
Trump.
About him being impeached?
No, the Ukraine crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is funny. It's
he
just
makes
like,
his own, like, mistakes. And, I mean, obviously he's a normal human being. But yeah. It's like, how can you slip that
But the
up?
Russia one, it was kind of like, it was kind of conspiracy. I was just like, I was starting to think, like, I think this is just the thing they're trying to make him impeach for.
Yeah, but then there was, like, weird stuff coming up afterwards. Yeah. It was like, holy
but
shit.
But in general, but this one's like, I'm like, I think at this point, I think he knows he's going to, like, not win next year. He's just trying to see what he can get away with
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just me.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, he's definitely not winning next year.
For if I was him, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Hey, that guy, he should be president.
Just the janitor. He's like,
huh? Like, by the authority, Elmo should be president.
Just here. Elmo. I can't do
it. Today's terrorist attack of the day. It is from Ukraine. No, not saying Ukraine's a bad place. I'm just making impersonations.
We love everybody.
Yeah.
No. Mics are limited. Brought to you by me.
They said Beam. I'm like, Casey Neistat's company that doesn't...
Nope. Oh, that tasted like nothing but... That just tastes like rubbing alcohol. Ugh.
How would you know what that tastes like?
I was a messed up kid. Imagine.
Oh, man. How do we get to politics? Oh, you saw the impeachment thing.
Yeah.
Usually, if we're like trying to find something to talk about, we open news. But oh, yeah, that's the annoying thing I hate about Trump. That's the one thing. It's always him on the news.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
It annoys me if I want to read something just in general.
And like, obviously, the thing is that obviously people are gonna read it because they want to see if something bad happened or like what's going on now. Like, what is he fucking talking shit again?
Well, Patrick's running. Wait, no, he's not running for president.
Oh, did you hear about Kanye West running for president? Obviously, like he said that like 2 years ago, but he's running for president in 2024.
No offense, Kanye, I wouldn't vote for you.
Oh yeah, big time.
But I would love to meet you.
And then, like, just recently he made, like, an album or something like that, and he's,
did you see his new Yeezys?
No. And he's, like, converting to, like, not converting, but he's trying to be, like, gospel music and shit like that.
Wait.
It's the funniest thing ever. It's like, dude, like, how hard are you trying? Relax.
Wait. There is...
See, I guess. Yeah.
This is, like... Where is it? I feel like... Yeah. Why?
That's the damn freaking Mike's Hard Lemonade, bro.
I barely have burped.
I mean, I think it's just a normal thing for me.
Where is it? That.
What the? Why does that look like a croc that has, like, herpes?
To me, it looks like you have a bunch of melted marshmallows all over you.
Dude, that's going to give... You know, what's that fucking fear that everybody has? Like, of those holes? Oh, that looks so weird. That looks like a skeleton.
It'd be great for cosplay.
Yeah, it would. I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably buy it just because like it's
$350.
Never mind.
Wait, hold on. Is that $350?
That's ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
What's that fucking? I wish I had a fucking. Can I have your fucking phone for a second? I don't have anything to like. Oh wait, I have my fucking computer.
No, here. Okay. You won't mess up. I know it won't probably. You won't mess up. Don't look at my porn.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, 82 tabs. Jesus Christ, why are you on Wendy's?
Oh yeah, my mom was like, there's like someone did a misspelling on like the, you know how they have the sign that shows like the deals whatever, kind of like the movie theater things, so you slide the letters.
Yeah.
I think someone fucked up misspelling or something, and I was like trying to look up what that is on Wendy's, but that's why I was on Wendy's. I don't have an addiction to Wendy's.
I'm probably saying this wrong, but it's called trypophobia. Is an aversion of the sight of irregular patterns of clusters of small holes or bumps. It is not officially recognized as a mental disorder, but may be diagnosed as a specific phobia for excessive fear of distress occur. People may express only disgust to trypophobic.
You want to hear something interesting?
Oh,
they're running shoes.
They're running shoes?
After the release of his album, Jesus is King, Kanye unveils his newest creation. The Yeezy runner shoes made from algae.
Really? Interesting.
Would you rock these or trash them?
I put them in the dirt so they can fucking help. Actually, I don't know if algae actually helps or not.
It's just like a futuristic Crocs.
Yeah, and it's so weird. Like, people that have that phobia, dude, they're not going to like that at all. And I feel like
a lot of people... Fashion's fashion. I'm into fashion, but I'm not into that.
Yeah, not at all.
But fashion is fashion. I bet there's going to be people lining up.
So weird. It literally just looks like an animal skull. That's what it looks like from the side. It
looks like from a prop from Jurassic Park where they do like the noise from the Velociraptor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you blow in the back of it, does it make the noise?
You just cover a couple holes and you just...
Imagine, like, it's like secretly he was trying like, you can make music with this.
It's like, you, Kanye... You a genius, but you also lost your fucking mind.
Oh, they're vegan Yeezy shoes made from algae. Okay.
Everything's just got to be vegan nowadays. Yeah. Everybody's like...
Is this vegan? Shit.
It's not. It's gluten-free, though.
Is this vegan? I don't know why. For a second, it looked like this was like looped this way.
Yeah.
Oh.
But,
Yeah.
I mean, if we're still talking about stuff on Twitter, I mean... Well, not Twitter, but just in general, like new stuff. Like, have you guys heard about Disney Plus? That's pretty cool. Can you sponsor it? But no, seriously, like, it's
why
really
are they
cool.
Sponsors?
I don't know.
Why in the right mind would sponsor?
Who knows, man? Like, just one day, like, it's like we could be in Marvel. Imagine.
Yeah, all right. If our company gets high enough, we'll buy Disney and we'll own
No,
all
no,
of that.
We're not going to buy.
Imagine. Let's say somehow, by miracle, we get huge enough to be able to buy Disney, which means we buy all of what they own.
Yeah, National Geographic, Marvel...
They own a lot more. Like the
ESPN. Hulu.
There's like a whole chart. They own hundreds to thousands of companies.
Right. Imagine that. We would just have to win like 20 lotteries of like $20 million.
That would be insane if we owned it, Disney.
That'd be crazy. But guess what?
It ain't gonna happen.
we go back in time. We some reason we separate as a company, and then like I buy Disney.
I'm like, oh yeah. I'm gonna buy you buying Disney, motherfucker.
It's like this week Michael bought. Sean bought right back. Oh, and the bet goes back to Michael.
It's just one of those bitters.
I can't speak that.
Three fast. Billion, bajillion, quadruple billion over here.
Well, the thing is, you look up how much Disney's worth, it's like, it's surprisingly a low number, but it's like, that's Disney. It's not like all those other companies. Like,
yeah.
It's interesting. Like, how much is Disney valued? My English today. Goes to, like, all those companies combined.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Hulu is worth at least a few hundred million.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And that's just one.
Yeah.
They own ESPN, which is huge.
Yeah.
They own too much.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I mean, that's business, man.
You know, it was a huge troll to my sister. So this is a movie made by Universal Studios.
Universal Studios.
Or Fox, I think. Called Anastasia. I don't know if you ever watched that.
I've heard of it. Never watched it.
Russian movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. And it's very hard to find it, like, online for free. And, I was like, I could buy the digital one, but I think it's like $20. And I was like, wait, Kelly. Because we were like, we're watching, what did we watch last night? We watched, I don't remember. I don't remember what we watched. My memory's still fading now. So I was like, they own Fox because they have The Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, and I'm pretty sure Anastasia is made by Fox, so I start looking up. And you know how that show's like, a show's like, oh, were you searching for this thing? And it's like, oh yeah, I was. It came up.
Oh.
And I was like, Kelly. She's like, we click it. Nothing. Just shows all these different movies.
Oh.
And Kelly's like, why would you show it if it wasn't there?
That's such a tease.
Like it was. I was just like, they do own it. And then I was like, because this is brand new. It was yesterday when it released. Today's the 13th of November. Oh. Like, it was like, it recommended it. It's like a brand new platform. It was like, oh, yeah. But, like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
You gotta be quicker than that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotta be quicker. Oh.
Oh. Oh, God. Disney's coming.
Oh, shit.
Don't take Elmo.
Well, we pretty much own Muppets, so I might as well buy the... Oh, fuck, I forgot. Sesame Street.
Name's right there.
I'm not looking at its ass.
Hey, I'm Elmo.
Hello, I'm Elmo. I'm Wester as fuck.
Alright.
What is this podcast?
It's called the Improvised Podcast. Welcome back.
We're at... Roll the intro.
It just rolls again.
You know what thing I hate about David Orwick's podcast?
What?
It's actually gonna be funny to him if he somehow listens to this, but it's actually Joe's TD Windy podcast.
Oh yeah.
Cause okay, no offense to you, Joe, but like, so you listen to podcasts? It's like, all right, this portion of the podcast, our friend Joe, blah blah blah, and it's like, don't Joe's TD Windy. I'm like, fucking hell, my ears. It's like, what's up, weenies? It's just like, my ears are destroyed. There's
been a couple times that's happened.
Like, because it goes from like, oh yeah, Jason, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes to like, ear rape. Like,
I think it's pretty cool, though. It's funny, though.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, podcasts within it is a funny thing in the podcast, but like, Joe, lower the volume a bit on that intro.
Joe doesn't do the edits the podcast.
That's the only reason he has that, because he edits the podcast.
But the latest one, he didn't do it. He said, supposedly, what's his name? Dima?
No one cares about Dima.
Oh, shit. What else? How was your trip, boyo?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Next question.
Fuck.
I got to see...
He went to Atlanta, Georgia, if you guys
know. I got to see the whale shark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were wearing the shirt.
This is made by...
Nice boobies. Okay.
This is made by 6.5 Bottles. plastic bottles.
Oh, balls? I was like, cool, man.
Yeah, I was like, it's kind of weird. Like,
wait, it's made out of bottles?
Plastic bottles?
Interesting.
Yeah, it feels like normal material.
Interesting. That probably sounded weird
to the listeners. It's like a...
If you guys,
what is that?
If you guys don't
know, stumping on the table.
If you guys, the people who are listening, if you guys don't know what a whale shark is, just look it up. Whale shark. That's it. That's pretty nice. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, they're pretty massive. Like I know they were in general, but like that actually that wasn't even the biggest ones. It also like
I like that little area that you were in, like where it was literally just a wall of like little
yeah the glass sea creatures. The glass was this thick.
Oh yeah, of course it's got to be.
Yeah,
if it's
like,
not
that's like a, that's not even like a tank that you have in your room.
Yeah,
like that's just you get a tank from your room. It's like this like a dime.
Yeah,
of like thinness, like this it's like this thick, and it was just like. They had three of them, but, like, my also other dream was, like, in the ocean, not there, because, like, there's obviously, like, a thing where, like, if it gets too big, because they actually get bigger and bigger, but, yeah. Like, the tank's pretty big, though. I also got, this is an area where you could, like, see through, like, oh, that's the top of the tank, but I got some good pictures of it, like, because, like, it's kind of cool, right. And they have to have, like, it's interesting, so during the afternoon, it's, like, sunny, and it's, like, great, like, feels like summer, like, for them, because they have to, you can't just leave it just lights on.
Right.
It has to feel like you're actually in the ocean. It gets lighter to darker and darker. So when we're leaving the aquarium late at night, it was, like, very, like, dim lighting. And, like, because it's salt water, it's not like, this happens with just water in general, I think. It's just, like, the further you go away, like, even if, like, from here to, like, that side of the house, I could still see you. But with there, it just, like, it fades into the dark.
Okay.
And it makes it seem like it's a huge tank.
Yeah.
Which it is, mm-hmm. Obviously. It's bigger than your house.
Yeah.
Bigger than my house. Bigger than your house and this whole freaking
area.
And, like, pretty much it was a lot of, like, staring at it, filming it. I'm going to edit a video for that, but, like, first we need to release all this crap.
Yeah, we got a bunch
I can't
of
say
videos.
Crap because that's our own content, but, like, you know what I mean.
Our shit, no.
Like, it's too much. We have so much. Because, like, we're going to try to upload so much today, theoretically, if we have time.
Yeah, we'll have time.
And then, well, first one to Coca-Cola. Do not, if you go there, do not go to the 4D movie.
What's that?
Trash.
4D movie?
4D movie.
4D movie or
4D? Yeah, 4D.
Ah.
The storyline sucks. The whole concept sucks. It's free, but don't bother. And also, Coca-Cola... You make shit merch. Like, I'm not even lying. Like,
what, is it just Coca-Cola's signs, just their own, like, logo every 2 seconds?
Like, no. Like, their merchandise, just, it's terrible. Like, no, the new stuff at the store. Like, that bag, this, like, some of its art, the stitching's already, like,
oh, it's, like, quality-wise.
Yeah, quality. Like, the sweatshirt, stitching's already coming off. Also, they never have my size. So, overall experience, I give them a -3.
What do you think, Coca-Cola? Half your fucking population is fat!
Because of your fucking drink!
Okay. It's like, ah, shit, my ears.
As Pepsi hears us, we're like, would you like to be sponsored?
You want a Sprite Cranberry? No, sorry. That's something else.
Isn't Sprite Coca-Cola?
Fuck! Something out of my head.
Oh, fun fact about Fanta. Did you know it was made because, so, obviously it was made, but, so imagine if you're visually watching the podcast, so this is America,
alcohol, the White Claw, yeah,
and then my phone is Germany during World War II. So they had Coca-Cola, but then during the war, they had to cut shipment because of the war. So they were cut off here because they didn't make it there. They shipped it there. So the main guy who was in charge of, like, Coca-Cola there, he wanted to still make sales. So Fanta, they took leftover, like, fruit scraps, like banana peels and stuff, and, like, made a concoction of, like a fruity seltzered, like, not alcohol, but seltzered soda. Like, it looked like the finished product looked like a ginger ale. And they called it Fanta. And that's what it was originally during Germany.
Oh.
And there's, like, rumors they had affiliation with the Nazis, but, like...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
But who knows? But, like, oh, yeah.
Wunderbar.
But, yeah, that's, like, a... If you want to know about Fanta, it was In 1955, it came out the orange flavor, Fanta. They rebranded it.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, because of the ties with Germany.
Okay,
did you know there's still people who don't forgive Germany?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And what can you do? People won't change. So. Some people won't change, some people will.
Well, it's just like, here's the thing about Germany. Like, people I won't say it, kind of like supporters of, like, the president. They're like, they'll whatever he does, they'll do, or whatever. Not saying they're Nazis, even though Charlottesville. Like, they would do whatever they would for the leader. But, like, with the citizens, they did not want to do anything with them. They wanted to be peaceful, but because of the fear and everything, they were forced to do all those things. And then after the war was over, they're like, yes, we're finally free, but then everyone hated them and didn't want to support them because their homes were destroyed and everything. Like, it's like an interesting, like, thing. Like I don't know anyone who's German, but, like, in general, it's like, it's been, like, getting close to, like, almost 100 years for forgiveness.
We live in a sad world.
Like, with Japan, yes, they had concentration camps, but with Pearl Harbor, it was a military versus military. Yes, it's bad. People die all the time, unfortunately. But I still think it was bad. But, like, two other Americans, they're just like, yeah, America. Where we threw two nukes, and we didn't really think about the damage it did. We're just like, yeah, it did huge damage. But, like, they did it to innocent people who weren't involved. Like, let's say, like, right now, the Afghanistan, all the wars and everything that's going on right now, they decided to nuke here on the shores, which is a possibility. And we're not involved in the war, but we, like, the radiation's melting off our skin, or we just disappear out of thin air. Imagine that, but for people in Japan who are like, we don't want to be involved, we want there to be peace, but it's not possible. Like, when I went to the Hiroshima Memorial thing, where the last standing building that was from the blast was there, they showed pictures of, like, this, like, kids and other people, like, his skin, it looked like CGI, his skin was melting off.
Right.
And it's like, Pearl Harbor was like 1,500 people died, and then with the Japan, it was like over 500,000 or more of innocent people. And, like, I'm surprised that they forgave us, and we forgave, well, I'm pretty sure those people don't forgive them, but, like,
yeah,
I'm just still surprised with that. But in this world, there's less forgiving than there was in the past.
Yeah, that's true. And also the fact that, like, even after the generations, people were still, like, being born deformed and stuff like that because of the radiation. It was so
weird. And it got worse again because of the tsunami in 2011. Or 10. I don't know which. I think it was around that.
But all I know is that a fucking movie came out of that. 2012, remember when the world was supposed to end?
Oh, yeah. It was a good movie.
It was interesting.
The guy who's, like, the Russian guy with, like, the expensive plane and, like, all the cars. That's kind of a crazy thing. Like, what would you do in that? Like, how would you, like, survive that?
I don't think you can. Like, not in our state. Like, what are we going to
do? You know what I would do? I would get as much family as I can in general. I know a lot of people at the yacht club. Go on their boats and like, if they say it's going to happen pretty soon, I say, let's go out to sea before shit starts happening and make sure we have all these supplies. And pretty much, like, wait it out and try to survive.
But, like, the world's, like, ending.
Yeah, but it's not going to be engulfed completely. Because in that movie, Africa was the tallest altitude of land in the whole world. And Everest was, like, nothing.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, the movie, like, theory with that. But, like, otherwise, it's just, like, oh, well.
How do we end up talking about this?
I don't know. We're going everywhere with this podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this podcast.
Improvised podcast.
We could talk whatever the fuck.
Roll the intro.
Yeah, I'm about to do that, actually.
Don't put the whole thing back. Just cut it.
Roll the intro.
I'm just trying to think. What else can we talk about?
I saw a lot of poverty in Atlanta. Like, there's poverty everywhere, but, like, that was, like, the first thing I saw. Which is, I hate how we're going sad, but, like. But, other news about Atlanta, when I got on the train and got off, the station was all smoky. And, actually, did I ever tell you this?
No.
Okay. It has to involve Chris Pratt and his new food movie. So, I didn't see him. So, we got out. I was like, are we in a State Street in Boston? Like, why is it all smoky? Like, and it smelled like firecrackers. And we go there. There's two cops. And they're saying, like, oh, you can't go up there. They're shooting. Like, I thought they meant filming, but they're actually, like, shooting. They're shooting and shooting guns.
Your mama's calling you.
Hello. I'm at Mike's house.
This is part of the podcast where we talk about our sponsors. Roll the sponsors, Sean.
Call Callie. Okay. Hey, Siri. Call Callie. I forget. It says Ramen Sito. This is a improvised.
Yeah, I told you to roll an roll a sponsor. Just put podcast anchor, whatever.
Will she answer?
You have reached the voicemail button.
Kelly, I'm just gonna text her. Call mom.
Welcome back to the improvised podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed the sponsors.
Okay, there we go.
But, yeah.
So we go up, like, to this tree level. So we are...
What are you doing now?
I don't care. Call her anyway.
Roll the intro.
Just do it. Nike. So we're going up there, and we have to go around. Like, if we were going to the hotel the right way... It'd be a lot easier, but of course the set. It was interesting seeing a set because it was like actually felt like a movie. Like it was like rubble, damaged cars, all that's like all around the thing. Now I was gonna be like do a story like, oh, they're filming a movie today, and they immediately say no, you can't do that.
Oh.
And I was about to be like, well, my commute was ruined by your freaking movie, so this is what I get to do. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
And it was like, they had so many of like these people who were making sure no one films at all. It was crazy. Like, usually they're blocked out, but because it's at the subway, they can't really block it. Oh, yeah, I love how... So we had here in Boston... It's called a Charlie card. That's how you get on the train or the tickets. So this is like this dude named Charlie, which apparently has a backstory to it. And
I was like, what?
Yeah, there's actually a story about that. Oh, and this is the Atlanta one, which shows cool. Mercedes-Benz Stadium that hosted the Super Bowl where we won. It's kind of ironic how they display that when they know they lost against us in the most historical Super Bowl. Dude, that stadium is huge.
Oh yeah, of course.
No, like huge. Like, it's like I didn't go to it because like that's so far. But like on the train, you can see it. It is like it's beautiful and amazing.
Crazy.
Bring back Charlie.
So yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Anything else happened? You went to Coca-Cola. You went to see the whale shark. You saw like a movie that was happening. Chris Pratt ruined your fucking train. Fuck him.
That's why I actually walked by his trailer.
Nice.
No, like, Chris though.
Chris, you fuck. You ruined my train ride.
No, he's a cool person. We should try this before like we get too sidetracked.
I'm still not even done with this. I don't want to finish it. There you go, buddy. Drink up. Then now we're gonna. Do I want to open this? You're going to probably have to drink the rest of this, too.
Okay, I'll just open one. Yeah. That's just a waste.
Let me take a sip.
How about you just leave that here? It'll be funny.
Oh, God.
Like, leave it in the fridge.
Yeah.
It'll be funny.
I'll just leave it facing the other way. Because if my girlfriend sees that, she'll probably be like, what is this? And I'll be like, it's seltzer water. You want to try seltzer?
Yeah, you can try first. Since you're the inexperienced.
It just smells like a Sprite or a ginger ale. Bottoms up, no, okay. Oh, wow. Oh man, oh.
It just sounds like you're doing coke.
Let's have some more, no? Not gonna lie. Ugh. I don't think you'll like it.
It just tastes like lime seltzer water, but
with yeah, see, here's the thing. I don't like seltzer water. So I had that taste, and then alcohol, and then
lime. Oh, look at this. Wait, is this the description?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to read this in Australian. I'm kind of glad accent.
We started off with that one.
Crafted using our unique brew pure process, and only the finest natural flavors to deliver a surge of pure refreshment. And a hard seltzer like no other. White Claw hard seltzer made pure.
The fuck you drink? Where did you fucking... Oh, there it is.
I was like, where the fuck where you think drink? I read it from?
I was like,
but yeah, that's hello? The, did you know that's the ingredients?
Though? I was like, hello?
Zero fat, 20 milligrams of sodium, 2 grams of sugar. Not a significant source of total fat. So has vitamin D in it.
Oh, great. At least I get my vitamin D out of it. I mean, I'm not a big fan of it, but since you like it, you know.
I give it a 5 out of 10.
More to you.
I'm not like
I it. Like the other one better.
Oh, yeah.
I think I just like the fruitier taste.
I think it's because it has a name on it.
No, no, no. Maybe. 2+ points.
You know, I think for the next podcast, I think we should have a guest.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, I mean, why not? More people, more... stuff we could talk about, you know, because I feel like we're kind of running out of time. Well, we're almost up to an hour anyways.
Well, yeah, I just like I probably have stories in my head, but I'm like I just forget.
Yeah, and maybe we can probably put in another topic. We could probably put it all together.
Yeah, pretty much,
but usually it never goes like that because you know what, this is the improvised podcast.
Oh yeah, we're gonna try more like no we're gonna change our diet, Ren. We're gonna.
Ah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah.
gonna.
So, this is something we did last year. Well, you know, I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like I worked out a lot back then, like when we were going somewhat decently consistently. Like you were going way more than I was, because like sometimes I'd be lazy as shit, and you know, I would actually do 3 times a week, and we did that for like a straight month, and I was like, you know what, I feel pretty good, and
then I injured my thumb.
Oh yeah, you injured your thumb, but like you still went anyways, and you were.
No, I stopped.
Oh yeah, and you also had like pain in your leg or something like that. What was it? Was it your calf or something?
Yeah,
right.
Because there is a thing called overworking out.
Yeah,
and I don't like taking ice baths.
Yeah, but you just put an ice pack over it.
Yeah,
an icy hot. Put an icy hot and then an ice pack. That shit hurts. Oh, new challenge. Ooh. No, I'm kidding.
No. That's that.
Go to an icy hot bath and then go into an ice water bath.
You can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I think that's suicide.
I don't think that would be suicide.
Yeah, no, it's not. It just probably hurt pretty badly.
Oh, what do you think about the AirPods Pro?
AirPods Pro. They're whatever. Not my forte.
Really?
What?
Like, okay. I have the Powerbeats Pro because my ears are picky with any earbuds, but they cost the same as the AirPods Pro, and AirPods Pro come with a wireless charging case.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But like also the new MacBook Pro maxed out with taxes is like $8,000.
Crazy. I'm getting a fucking PC for like $1,000.
Well, that's like a maxed out, like high best storage, all the processors, RAM, SSD, all that crap.
Mm.
But like...
But can you upgrade it?
No. Technically, yeah.
Technically, you can, but...
It's a very...
It probably costs like $1,000 more when you can just get... Yeah, I'm switching to PC, boys. Gaming PCs. Master PC, Build the Race, whatever it's called. That was like 30 years ago that everybody used to talk about that. But, I mean, oh, the Logan Paul and KSI fight.
This is an interesting tweet by Keemstar. What's Logan's talent? Filming in the woods. Well, with question mark. What's Logan's talent? Filming in the woods? Because someone said, KSI actually lost. He sucked. Still sucks. and nothing he can do will change that, except for the official announcement. All the money in the world can't make him a good human being with any real talent. Like, no offense to Logan Paul, but, like, in general, KSI is not really doing anything particularly bad. He could be too sexual to women back then. Mm. Now he's, like, matured. And then, of course, the Logan crab with the forest. People will always keep going after him about that.
Him tasing a rat when it's dead.
Yeah. Good old Logan. I wouldn't mind meeting him. He seems like a chill guy, just in general. Or KSI.
Yeah, I'd rather meet KSI.
I want you to meet his friend, Hey Big Mike.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, oh, you're really Big Mike.
Yeah. Motherfucker. And down there, motherfucker. Okay.
Oh yeah, so I felt bad for the UK listeners. We have a few UK people.
Who listen. What do you mean, feel bad?
But like, who were watching the fight because it was 4 a.m.
Oh yeah.
Here's why I don't.
This he's delayed it like 50 times. It was like, bro, just fucking play it. Who cares? Just like,
huh? Live.
Like, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, they said it was gonna start this hour, and then they moved it back another. Yeah. Hour.
Also, why couldn't you be thoughtful like the UK when they did their fight? Because when they did their fight, it was late at night.
Yeah.
But, like, they... Because it was US versus UK. For us, I was watching it during the early afternoon.
Right.
So, sleep wasn't a problem. UK wasn't a problem. But with the US, they did not give a shit. They're like, yep, it'll be at night. Good luck, UK listeners. And...
Yeah.
It's not like a relevancy type competition, but like KSI still had more views. But I think everyone's saying like, oh, I'm here for Logan. I feel like secretly people were cheering for KSI, except for Justin Bieber.
That one part. He was just like, he was doing this, like he was holding his like hand like he was like a nun. Like when they clutched their hands, and like he literally looked like a nun too. Like he had his like little beanie and his hood over, and it literally
that's his style.
I know, but then he's like this. He's like looking up the fucking thing, like praying or some shit. And,
you know, they did pray before the thing.
Oh, geez.
They did the pray.
Oh, of course they did. But they still lost, huh?
Oh, yeah. Minimancer, I want the Sidemen, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I love this. He was like, oh, like, Harry. I'm not going to say his stupid YouTube name. Harry and, like, and all the other guys were like, they're cheering. This is Simon. He's like, like worried.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm Simon right now, because it's like, it was such a good fight.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was kind of short though.
I just knew like there was like Eddie Hearn's like, someone's gonna get knocked out, like 10 ounce gloves, no headgear, someone's getting knocked out. And I'm like,
I didn't think so, but
like
when...
it all depends on the fight, because like you can fight someone who has less of a skill or more of a skill supposedly, but everyone's different.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, he could probably boom knock him out.
Get one lucky punch in and.
Yeah, like it's always by the ear usually.
Yeah, yeah, the temple.
Yeah, and like, for me, I was like, I feel like because they're both training ridiculously, overdoing it.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be like last year, and I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be like last year. They're gonna fucking draw again.
But when Logan Paul lost those 2 points, I was like, yep, that honestly cost
him. Yeah, Sean Briggs was saying, that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened since Tyson bit the ear. What the hell is with that? Let's go, champ. Like,
but, I mean, other than that, I mean, I feel bad.
That's crazy. Just think about it, like Tyson, like someone bit someone's ear off.
Yeah. I just feel bad for the people who had to pay to watch it.
Thank you, man.
Like, I downloaded this app that my friend told me about, and literally it only has, like, 2 downloads. Like, nobody knows about it. I'm not going to say it because I don't want them to get in trouble. Just in case another thing happens, you know? Maybe I can watch
it. I was desperate to find it. I was going to go... Because Sky Sports was cheaper, but I needed a UK address to, like, make an account. And it was, like, it was €9.95.
Yeah.
And then I was, like... I remember last year, there was a thing saying, like... Like, hey, Pornhub didn't get taken down. So I went on Pornhub.
Switched up the fight.
And it had, like, this weird JJ compilation. And then it was, like, last year's fight. And then I was like, fuck. I'm like, please, Pornhub, have it. Like, I'm just like.
And then you were like, oh, shit. Let me put that on the other tab, and then okay. Let me look at the other fight now.
Nah, I did that in private browsing because I don't have that in my search. It's like,
Oh, you're looking up KSI on Pornhub? You got a thing for him? But then I was like, fine, I'll pay the fucking $20.
I kind of wish I'd said something to you, and I would have been like, hey, man, you watching the fight? Yeah, thanks, man.
You know, I you liked my tweet. I was like, I said, like, fuck yeah, KSI won, go UK.
Because I was like, hell yeah. I watched it, and it was, like, really good. I was like, hell
yo,
yeah.
Yo, because, like, I thought
I love when Logan was like, he puts his arm up.
No,
like,
no. Like he was winning. He didn't do that.
Oh, somebody raised it for him?
Like, Shannon Briggs was like,
oh, really?
Like, doing that the whole time. They didn't show that. They just, yeah, they made it look like more of like a douche, I guess. Like, yeah. Just not showing Shannon. Yeah. Like, you could see Shannon in the background, but, like, you didn't see him putting his hand, like, holding his hand up.
Right.
Because he had that confidence, yes, man.
Yeah.
Tactic.
But, and, I mean, I was just like,
yo, because, like, it's crazy how it's like, for us, it's US, UK, and it's both United at the beginning. So when I heard United, I'm like, fuck. No offense to you, Logan. No offense, but like,
I thought he said the UK.
It's like, from a split decision from the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like, oh, it was such a great moment. Like, you know, you get that stomach feeling the whole time when you're watching something?
Yeah.
Like, live? Like, yeah. I'm just like, I was just like.
I was like, hell yeah, that was great. But yeah.
But yeah, that not, like, I thought KSI was like, because.
There was a couple times where like, they both almost went down. I was like.
Yeah, they didn't count KSI's. And then they deduct Logan's.
Yeah.
KSI's hairstyle is interesting, but it's because to make sure his like hair stays back during the fight. Yeah. But
in all fairness, good fight. GG's. Don't do it again. Don't waste everybody's time.
Oh, apparently Jake was salty about it.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't his?
He was crying. His apparently.
Little brother, fucking pussy. I mean, yeah, his little brother be mad about it.
Saying that boxing's rigged and everything.
Mm. Yeah, just like his career.
I mean, he put himself in the kid industry where he has to, like, I feel like he has to mature out of that. Because, like, he's only concentrated on the kid audience. Like, that's why he loses views, because he has to bring back new viewers, because those people grow up and, like,
yeah.
Because people who are, like, there's some kids that are, like, this is the best song, at, like, their songs they met. They're, like, this is the best song I've listened 10 times in a row. And, like, 4 years later, like, now I'm 14. Now I'm 14 years old. I'm matured, and this is not that interesting to me anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like he needs to, like, Logan has, but, like, Jake, I feel like he needs to mature out of that, because it keeps going, like, oh, view, oh, they grow up, oh, back down, and, like, oh, we got some new audience members there. Like, it's just, like, he also, like, bleeps and stuff, like, he said, fuck you, KSI, on his like, thumbnail, but it's spelled F-H. I mean, P-H-U-K. And I'm like, wow. It's not like kids don't know swears.
Yeah, all right. Like, you could still say it and it'll still be a bad word.
Yeah. Like, what? Like, I feel like he needs to get out of that to, like, mature in general. Because, like, he's stuck in this, like. Also, they like Logan at one point, he's like, he doesn't like being known as a YouTuber. It sounds too bad. Stupid.
What do you want to be known for? The kid that filmed in the forest?
Well, he was like doing movies with like Dwayne Johnson and all that crap. He was in deleted scenes.
Oh, so, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What can you do, man? Well, Disney don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't think they own Baywatch.
Wasn't he in Disney too? Oh, no, that was Jake Paul, right?
That was Jake. He got too old. But he didn't do that with his audience.
Right.
He grew out of it.
Right.
I saw it on the TV once, and I just shut it off.
You're like, all right, that's enough cable TV today.
Like, it's just weird. It's like, they could be, like, so annoyingly, like, cringy, and then, like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, they seem to be cool. But then it's like, oh, they're back to cringy and ridiculous. Like, he said the ref was, like, bullshit, even though it's, like, one of the best refs in the boxing world. What are you looking at?
You. I'm like, you still talking about this?
Yeah.
Well,
everyone just like unsubscribed to the zone too. It was funny. People were saying like people after the fight, it just showed a bunch of people leaving a store.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about their fucking shitty live streaming.
Oh yeah, boxing professional boxers are so triggered. Like, oh, this is ruining boxing. I'm like, I didn't give a shit about boxing until KSI. Like, I was.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure it brought.
I cared about the McGregor versus Mayweather.
Yeah.
That was about it. Because that's insane. The best MMA versus the best in boxing. But, like,
if it weren't for them, the boxing wouldn't be so huge.
Yeah.
As right now. Back then, obviously, it was a huge, huge sport.
All right. I feel like we've been recording for long enough. An hour and 5 minutes now. So we want to thank you guys for listening to the Improvised Podcast. Hopefully that sounds better. And, you know, what are you watching, you fucking
weirdo? Oh, no.
All right. How many fucking end this, you poopy? Stop looking at porn over there. Anyways.
Yeah, SpaceX is the best porn.
And thank you for our special guest, Mr. Elmo, bringing in White Claw. You know, he's not 21, but he puts on a mustache and goes into the liquor store and buys it.
Actually, how old is Elmo?
He's like,
I'm actually curious.
$40.
He's 40 years old, is what I wanted to say. Not $40.
The first thing that comes up is how old is Donald Trump.
Nice. Nobody cares. Wow, he's 73? Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, they're all old. All the candidates are old. Like,
eesh.
Like, his teeth came out at one point back on Joe Biden.
Ugh.
Let's see.
Disgusting.
Disgusted. it looks like Elmo. I think he's like almost 40. Yeah, 40 years old.
He's $40.
I mean, that without the discounted price, it would have been $40.
Yeah. I guess what?
You pay 20.
Roll the intro. Alright. Thank you, people, for listening, watching.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the people from Sweden, Germany.
Sweden.
Sorry, that's probably offensive. My bad. So, yeah. I mean, thank you guys from all over the world.
Imagine our podcast name is like, Don't Get Offended Podcast.
You get offended, you a bitch. But no, seriously, in all seriousness.
Thank yeah, you are a bitch on that, seriously.
Thanks for listening from all over the world. You know, what's that? What was that popular podcast that people are mainly listening to? Westworld? You told me, like, there was more people listening on one podcast app.
Oh, Apple.
Was it Apple?
Or was it Other, I think.
It was, like, Other, yeah, you told me. Oh, anyways. Whatever you're listening on, thank you guys. If you want to listen to more crap that we just talk about, click that follow or subscribe, whatever the button is, to, you know, keep listening to us, heart it, whatever it is. And, I don't know what it is.
Hopefully we have a guest next time.
Yeah, the next time, yeah. We'll probably have either, probably not Raheem because he's fucking poopy head boring.
I mean, the one that was just released, he was in the corner.
Yeah. Boring.
Very boring.
Maybe Paul, because I mean Paul, we haven't seen Paul in a while. Not maybe not probably Elliot, because you know he's in college. My cousin.
Well, apparently, if we have Chinese food, he'll be down here in like 10 minutes.
And of course, he will be fat as now.
That was crazy. I didn't know. It didn't seem like he was fat back then.
Right.
Because I grew up with like hanging out with him and knowing him.
Can we end this?
No. Like I looked at his old pictures. He was fucking fat.
Yeah, you told me this.
Yeah, but they didn't know that.
They didn't know. They didn't care. They probably stopped listening already. All right. Thank you guys for listening, watching. Bye-bye.
Thanks for watching.
Oh, shit. Elmo, you bitch.